BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk. It's going to be a soapbox day. What is that? Well, over the past several months, we have deluged you with a lot of information. We have spent extensive time talking about the election, the aftermath. We've conducted multiple programs warning about socialism. We've spoken of globalism, the globalist conditioning of America, the advancement of Islam. COVID-related issues, Middle East issues, the spiritual warfare, the advancement of the LGBT agenda, critical race theory, abortion, Agenda 21, Green New Deal, immigration matters, recent executive orders, and so much more. Well, every now and then, we like to pause and give you opportunity to call and make a soapbox speech. Perhaps a comment that you have on a current issue, perhaps being able to express your thoughts on some of the most recent topics presented. And that's the purpose for our program today, to allow you to stand on your soapbox and make your speech. Now, some of you are saying that's a weird term. Well, back in yesteryear, products were delivered in wooden boxes, and these were plentiful. You'd find them out in trash heaps everywhere, trash piles, and people would make use of them for different reasons. But people would often pull out a soapbox, stand on top of it, and make their speech. Share, you know, their thoughts on a particular issue. Politicians would often get out a soapbox or perhaps stand on a stump speech, and let their views be made known on an issue. And so today we want to give you the opportunity to do just that here on Crosstalk. Now, the one issue is we don't have unlimited time, and there are many people who want the same opportunity as you. So we're going to give you just about a minute to make your address, and it's important that you formulate your thoughts before you call to make your soapbox speech today, a comment on a critical issue that's impacting us as a nation or perhaps impacting the church. So our phone lines are open at 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. And with all that's transpired, we've had a lot of heavy information leading up to the election itself, the aftermath. It's been since last June since we had this opportunity for soapbox speeches. So we're bringing it back today to give you opportunity. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll be getting into deep state related issues. It's amazing some of the matters that are going on. We'll be looking into the many of the picks made by the Biden administration. Lord willing, on Monday, Tom DeWeese is going to be with us talking about matters pertaining to what we see unfolded today with the special orders from the president on things like climate and climate change related matters. So we'll be doing that as well. So today, though, is your opportunity. I see the lines are all packed at the moment. So as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to call and make your soapbox speech today here on Crosstalk. And again, don't feel like we're slighting you. We're giving you about a minute, and so we want to keep you within that near time frame so that we can get many listeners to call and just share what's on your heart today as it relates to the condition of our nation, matters that are going on before us, the condition of the church, matters impacting the church, and so forth. So let's begin in the state of Florida, Miami, Florida. Good friend Courtney. Hi, Courtney. You're on the air.
God bless all you saints out there, and God bless you, Jen. I just want to say, saints, stay in the Word of God and pray for all of God's preachers and watch over your children and teach them in the Word of God. God bless you all, and let's pray for this nation that God allows us to witness all over like never before. God bless you now.
Amen. God bless you too, Courtney. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Jan next in Wisconsin. Jan, you're on the air.
Yesterday, when you were talking with Matt Stabler, he mentioned something about Discover Card and something to do with pro-life. Can you help me or have your secretary call me back? We have a Discover Card, and I want to know if I should get rid of it.
You know, I don't have the information that Matt shared, but let me give you his phone number at Liberty Council.
Okay.
That's 407-875-8255.
875-1776. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mick is next in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to say, you know, all the news that we're hearing and everything, they, you know, the election was stolen and all that and the other, but our faith is in the Lord, mm-hmm. and He will see us through if we put our faith in Him.
Amen. Amen. Indeed. Thank you, Mick, for your comment here today, giving you opportunity to get out your soapbox, to share what is on your heart today as we look as to where we're at as a nation, where we're at as a church, the issues that are confronting us at this time. Let's go to Bonnie in Two Harbors, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi. I first want to just thank Courtney for always calling in. I love hearing him. I love hearing him call us all saints. And thank you, Courtney, from northern Minnesota. I'd like to say that my husband and I are in our mid-60s. We traveled to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. We actually drove there, but we were there at the rally. We were there, and we heard the president speak. We know that he did not incite violence at all. And it wasn't until we were there and heard him speak where he invited us all to join him in walking to the walking to our nation's capital. So we were at the Ellipse, and he invited us to walk there. We had not planned. We had never heard that anything was going to happen at the Capitol. So for anybody to think that this was premeditated, that we were going to cause a riot there and everything. So then we walked to the Capitol. We were like, it was massive. They never really told how massive the crowd was. It was massive. It was a fabulous event. And when we first got to the Capitol police were already shooting tear gas down into the crowd. Oh, we were at the back of the Capitol. The main body of people were at the back of the Capitol. All the weird and bad, horrific stuff happened at the front of the Capitol, and Jim, we didn't even know that that was going on or that that had taken place or anything until later on that night when one of the people we traveled with was a smartphone said that there was all kinds of problems, that there had been problems at the Capitol, and then the next morning we get a newspaper, we see the photographs, and we look at the picture, and we say, that's not where we were. And it was at the front of the Capitol, but the main body of Trump people were at the back of the Capitol, and nothing happened.
Thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate your sharing. Michelle is next, Scottsdale, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi, I would like you to possibly think about educating us on how we can reach the young people, because they're going to social media, YouTube, Facebook, to get their news, and with the news not reporting correctly, and Crosstalk is, I really appreciate you guys keeping me informed, but it's like, how do I really reach the younger generation and guide them into finding truth, you know, other than prayer and, you know, pointing them to Crosstalk? I really need some help other than, you know, standing on the rooftop and screaming, but I don't know if that'd do any good. But how do you reach the younger generation to understand that what they're looking at and what they're being pitched is not really the American way?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Michelle. And we're going to certainly invite other listeners to call in and respond to your question in that regard. Today's program, that of soapbox speeches here. But I do want to just mention that we encourage you to, young people want to be told the truth, and certainly to, you know, give truth to young people, be genuine before them. And certainly as we need to think about, first of all, our own children, to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that involves such things as, you know, starting with truth from day one, you know, having family devotions together, praying around the dinner table together, talking with the things of God, going back to Deuteronomy chapter 6 in particular, and talking about things starting in verse 4, when we sit in our house, when we walk by the way, when we lie down, when we rise up, to talk about God, what He has done for us. Certainly that we need to begin that within our own family. We need to certainly structure that within you know, our churches as well. We don't send our children to church. We take them with us, and we look for a church that's going to be sound biblical teaching that's coming forth. We don't look for a church that's cool, that is going to entertain our kids. No, we want them to have truth conveyed to them, you know, through the Sunday school classes and youth outings and so forth, that it is there to complement with the Word of God. So it's building even a hunger for that truth in the Word of God that we communicate as parents. And yes, there is the rest as well, where we send even links like of the Crosstalk program saying, if you want truth, you want to know what's going on, here is a link to this program. It's using social media even for conveying that. Those are just some general areas. Michelle and others may have some thoughts here as well.
Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. Sue is next in Somerset, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hello. I would like to say to that lady that just was on, for me, my granddaughter is 12 and she thought she was gay. And I made her read out of the Bible what God says about gay people, and I said, whether you believe it or not, you'll be judged by it. And kind of left it at that. She needs to know that, okay, this is the situation, and, you know, you're a big girl, and you're going to be... Anyways, that's what I said. But I called about Trump. I really miss Trump. And, you know... He gave us money without giving us a shot and demands of everything else going his way. I sent him a thank you note. I don't know if he got it or not. But I don't know. I'm feeling that the rapture's about to happen, and I don't know whether to be excited or scared.
well, that depends
me,
on...
I just wanted just to say I support Trump all the way, and I am still praying that no weapon formed against him will prosper. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. And to answer your question here, you said, I don't know whether to be excited or scared. Let me say this. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can be excited. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, by all means, be scared. And just a reminder that today is the day of acceptance. This is a time of salvation. Some have asked, why has not Christ returned already? And it's only because of his mercy, folks. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The call, the plea is being made now. Turn to Christ. So critically important. Let's see. Going next to Waukesha. Lewis, you're on the air.
The plea is being made now.
Hello, Lewis.
Yes, Jim. Thank you for everything you guys done, and you know, and just to keep us, you know, and faith. And I would just say, thank you, God, for, you know, glory to God on the highest. And I know he's in control on this, you know, this country. I know he won't let us down. So, and my thankfulness is about Tony Evans, 40 years ministry. So, and I'm glad, you know, God put those people on, you know, on our life and just to give us, you know, the truth. And the truth won't let you down if you believe in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lewis. Joseph, Sussex, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Having lived nearly 60 years, I've noticed a few patterns in life. And one of them is I find myself being either a Puritan or a pilgrim. And what I mean by that is, as I find myself in a situation, let's say I'm in an organization, and there's some things that aren't quite right in the organization, I find myself being a Puritan, trying to purify it from within. But then it reaches a point where I realize it's beyond economical repair, and I have to leave and become a pilgrim. Hmm. So this principle, I'd like to ask you or the listeners to apply it to the Republican Party, the grand old party, GOP. Are we still in a position where we can purify from within, or do we just simply have to abandon it and start something new?
Okay. Thank you, Joseph, for raising that issue. Up against a break. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how fast does Niagara Falls erode?
Chris, based on historical measurements, the falls has eroded upriver approximately 5 feet per year. In the early 1800s, when Sir Charles Lyell was promoting his millions of years concept, he used Niagara Falls to support his theory. Lyell claimed it was eroding at less than 1 foot per year, thus was tens of thousands of years old. This, he claimed, disproved the Bible. But in reality, Lyell ignored the evidence of rapid erosion. In fact, the erosion rate and the distance of erosion almost exactly points to the Great Flood of Noah's day as the start of erosion of the river's valley. The fact is, Charles Lyell was wrong, and the Bible's still right. It all started back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Soapbox Speeches here today on Crosstalk, and it's really a learning tool as well. You learn what other people are thinking, and sometimes we sit back and say, am I the only one who thinks this way? Are there others who agree with me in this? And certainly here's an opportunity today to get out your soapbox, stand aboard, and share up to about a minute here. Your special speech, a concern that you may have for matters that are going on within society today, the church, or matters not going on, or maybe a concern in your heart, and giving you opportunity to do just that. Lines are packed right now, but as we've said, as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to get in on one of the lines. We're going next to Spencer, Tennessee, and Ed, you're on the air.
Yes, hello there. I am upset about this election. My soapbox deliverance here is I think the president is an imposter and he doesn't belong to be the president. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Ed. Sherry in Elizabethtown, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I do make Crosstalk my daily information. I just would like to say my heart goes out to President Trump and his family for all they have endured these past 4 years. And I'm really not surprised by the Democrats, but I am surprised by the Republican Party, because they've not stood with our country and our president, and it breaks my heart. But, you know, sometimes we have to be a Daniel in the lion's den. We have to stand for what's truth, and I'm just praying that some of our judges that are going to be hearing a lot of lawsuits will take that stand and stand for what's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do appreciate you taking my call today, and that helps me get it off my chest.
Great.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you, Sherry. Let's go to Danny, Lancaster, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, brother. I don't have any complaints. I'm just waiting on the Lord to come. But, you know, if brothers read the Bible, which I'm sure 2% of them does, but, you know, back in the Old Testament, King Nebuchadnezzar, he was an ungodly king. God changed his heart. And if the born-again believers will pray for the ungodly president that we have, God can change his heart. He's the only man can, is God.
Yeah.
And I hope and pray, and I pray every night and every morning, that the Lord will change his heart and let him repent of his evil ways.
Yeah.
Because
you know,
Jesus Christ is coming.
Yeah, amen, Danny. And, I so often think of Saul of Tarsus, who was on his way to Damascus, and to see Christians persecuted, to see Christians that he consented to the death of Stephen. We know that. But he had a life-changing experience when he met Jesus Christ as Savior. And the Apostle Paul, I mean, most of Scripture, the Holy Spirit guided him to write most of the New Testament that we have today. And we see how a life was changed around when one came to faith in Christ. So keep on praying.
Brother, hold on a minute. Let me finish this one thought you just brought up to my heart. Apostle Paul, the man that wrote 13 books of the Bible, he said in Romans 2:6. Now, brothers, all over the world, listen to this verse. Romans 2:16, Apostle Paul was writing. He said, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by my gospel, according to my gospel, and that gospel was 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 through 4, the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's our hope, and that's the only hope we got.
Amen. Amen.
God bless
you, Danny. Thanks for calling, Danny.
Bye.
Let's go to Greg in New Richmond, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate everything you do for the Lord. My thing is, I people talk about Trump and the government. First of all, I don't put my trust in a government or man. I put it in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to Brandon House on some of his this World Economic Forum, and it's like, you know, we know what we're looking forward to, but God will judge all things in the end.
Yep.
And I'm not afraid or fearful. In fact, I'm joyful to be living in a time such as this.
Hmm.
So I just like to leave it at that.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you. And, yeah, we'll be gathering more information for that, that World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, and so forth, and all to bring about globalism, one world government, and one world control. Very interesting. Thank you, Greg. Kurt, in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Jim. I just want to thank you for taking my call, and just want everyone to just keep remembering, you know, the Lord's on the throne, and he knows exactly what's going on here. And I just want everyone to know that Trump, in my heart, is still our president. That human filth that's in the White House now is not our president. He did not win. And the good Lord knows this, so just keep looking up for that rapture, because I believe he's coming. So anyway, that's my point, and thank you for your show, Jim.
Okay, thanks for listening, Kurt. Mel is next, Hagerstown, Maryland. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to thank you all for everything you do, and hope that you can continue to put forth the truth to the American people.
Yeah.
And I just want everyone to take courage and not lose hope over this election thing. Truth has always prevailed, and it always will. And there's a lot of positive things happen that are yet to be revealed.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And thank you for the call here today on the broadcast as well. You know, I think of the psalmist who said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me?" He said, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Let's go next to Meredith, calling in from Spencer, Tennessee. Meredith, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, Jim. I heard just a few minutes ago a very nice lady inquiring about how to minister to young people. And every evening about 6 o'clock, my husband and I listen to the Story Hour on King of Kings Radio. And it's wonderful. And it's Bible stories, it's historical stories, and they also have special magazines for children.
Sure, and without going into specifics, Meredith, we have many different radio stations that are part of this program here today, and everybody's got their own format. But having getting them involved in Christian broadcasting, and many stations have children's related programming, and pointing them to this information, very, very important. And I thank you for raising that point.
Well, God is good, and praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Adam in Ohio, you're on the air.
I had you on speaker. I was in the middle of work. I just wanted to give a shout-out. Everybody's so worried about Trump and Biden and that. We kind of forget who the King of Kings is, you know?
Yeah.
We need to worry about the Holy One of Israel, the God of our universe. And it's like it says in the Bible, I don't know where, but only God raises kings and princes up. If he causes them to fall, that's fine. If that causes them to rise, that's in his will. And people need to just quit, not be worried about Trump and that so much.
Okay.
God will take care of them in the end.
Thank you, Adam. And go ahead. Great. Okay, Mark and Franklin, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to tell everybody that the mask is a lie. It's just COVID is just all about control. Like, the government just wants to take over our country and take all our freedoms away. And I just want to say something that Biden isn't our president. Like, he just lied his way into the White House. Like, he did lots of voter fraud.
Okay.
So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thanks for getting out your soapbox, Mark, and sharing what's on your heart there. Richard in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
I just want to talk about the homosexual agenda. Being, it just, God says it's a sin. And it also, they don't ever talk about the diseases that spin off of it. Like before antibiotics, bacterial infections would kill, it would spread through the community from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got HIV in the 80s from the gay bathhouses in the San Francisco. That spun off from it. And now you have COVID-19. That, as a rumor I heard from China, spun off from homosexual prostitution of males in China.
Yeah, that we don't we don't have facts to substantiate that here, Richard.
Okay, but many of these diseases are caused by it. So just to talk about that too.
Okay.
As long as it's sin, talk about the diseases that come from it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I want to talk.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Mark in Monroe, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah. Some time ago, you played a 15 to 20 minute tape of Antonio Guterres giving a tribute to Nelson Mandela, which to me just so happened to be so scripted. I would actually call it the Global Manifesto, which leads me to believe right now we have both foreign and domestic enemies running the U.S. government so that their end game would ultimately to be abolished the U.S. Constitution in favor of globalism. That's my comment.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Soapbox Speech Day here today on Crosstalk. Let's go to David in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for taking my call, and thank you for standing up for the Lord this year. God bless you. Soapbox, you could say the acronym. We all need to be on our soapboxes everywhere, on the street corners, in our families, at our jobs. And it says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all nations. SOAP, standing for S-O-A-P, Savior, Omnipotent, Almighty Power. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and everyone else. So that's our main job, and Jesus says, I come quickly a few times in the book of Revelation.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Let's go to another David, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi there. Am I on?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things that really irks me about this whole situation is we've literally, with the COVID thing, we've elevated healthcare almost to the level of like a god. I mean, everything is being driven by the healthcare system. Supposedly, they're concerned about our health and what's good for us. But when you look at what it's done, we have millions of elderly people in nursing homes and assisted living who are there. They get no touch. They get no contact from any of their family and friends. Nobody can visit them. So what are we doing? We're isolating them in their own little cells there. And to really make it worse, we're giving them bland food. We're loading them with prescriptions. And all we're doing is extending their body's life expectancy, and they're dying alone. It's almost like an extended sentence on their own death. And it just, to me, is so disrespectful to millions of people, and a lot of those people are vets. A lot of those people have been incredible people, and we're sending them out to die in a room all by themselves, and the thing they want the most is not to have to die alone. I think that's a travesty.
Thank you, David. I know there have been many, many heartbreaking such stories across this nation, and what a reminder as well to reach out in ways that you can in different regard, and some states are more open than other states in this regard, but to send the cards, the notes where you can, the telephone calls and so forth. Thank you for raising that issue, David. And you're right, the isolation and loneliness is setting in by many. And something you can also do, as people have told us here at VCY, this is companionship radio. So whatever station you're listening to here on Crosstalk today, tell them about your local radio station and to tune in, because there's comfort, there's encouragement that comes through the programming that you hear on these stations. We're up against a break. We'll come back to more of your soapbox speeches here in just a minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Year after year, generation after generation, we as Americans enjoy the right and opportunity to let our voices be heard through the election of our governing officials. With over 200 years of peaceful transition from one elected body to another, the stability of America's republic stands alone among nations. Our founders pledged their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor in the establishment of this nation. Our country's founding documents have guided this nation and are the substance by which today's laws are judged. Do you own a copy of the Constitution? Documents of Freedom is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all other amendments passed. The booklet also features the Declaration of Independence and Washington's Farewell. Documents of Freedom is available for a donation of $5 or more to VCY America and can be made by calling 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Today we're giving you opportunity to hear what's on people's minds all across the nation. Last time we did this was last June, and just give an opportunity here, a full program for you to make your soapbox speech, to get out your soapbox, stand on top, and just share something that's important to your heart here today as it relates to issues that are impacting us as individuals, families, the nation, things that are impacting the church here at this time. Certainly the matters are heavy on our hearts. Lord willing, tomorrow we'll be dealing with the cabinet appointments, and one of the guests we have scheduled to be with us talks about refilling the swamp with deep state globalists. What's behind all that? We'll be getting into that more tomorrow. Lord willing, Tom DeWeese with us, and getting more into like the World Economic Forum and Great Reset and environmental issues that are going on. So there's lots on the agenda here today, giving you opportunity to make your soapbox speech. Let's go to Donna in Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for my call. And I want to thank you for all that you do for us, giving us the truth. I just want to say I believe that us Christians have been lukewarm. The church has been lukewarm. And I believe everyone needs to be getting into Acts 9 through 28 and letting people know what it's all about. And also that I believe that God is letting this happen for a reason, so everyone can see how corrupt the government really is. And he's going to have his glory and show everybody all this. And everyone's going to know it's the glory of the Lord. That's going to, I don't have my faith in Donald Trump, but I believe that's who God has chosen. And I believe he's going to let him back in there. And that's what I believe.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. And we do know one day every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Kevin in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim. My soapbox is this, that there's a person that's been saying, or about persons saying that COVID-19 is not real. I strongly disagree because my brother just overcame COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that please, to all the people out there, please keep safe, be wise, because this is, take it seriously. And also pray for others.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin. Fred in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to ask people to get out in the streets wherever they are when they can and whoever they can to preach the gospel to people, because it needs to be preached and teach to people, so that the sheep are going to hear the gospel, which is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, plus nothing for salvation. They need to hear it so that the body of Christ will grow, and it's in the name of edification of the body of Christ that I give you that message to share with the whole world in whatever way possible.
Thank you, Fred. Let's go to Jane in La Crosse. You're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering about the stuff that before Eisenhower became the president. Would it be better off or whatever if Nixon would not have gone to China in 1972?
Oh, if that's your speech?
Well, yeah, answer the question.
Okay, we're giving you, this is soapbox speeches, so we're giving you that chance, Jane, here to make your speech, and so what is your opinion on the issue?
I don't think he should have.
Okay.
All I was going to say, thank you.
Thank you. Thomas in Sandusky, Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to say this whole globalism thing, there's no such thing as a globe. The Earth is not a round spinning ball. If you go on www.flatearth.com.
Let's just stick. I mean, Scripture talks about certainly the circle of the Earth, and we're not going to be a debate. We have done programs on the flat Earth, Tom. That's certainly not where we're coming from. You're believing in a flat Earth.
See, what you're saying is that why are people being deceived and stuff? And if people are believing what our government has taught us in our schools, everything from caveman to Darwinism. But if you look at what God's Word says, and isn't that what we're talking about is God's Word?
Well, indeed. And yes, okay. And I have spoken with astronaut Jim Irwin, part of Apollo 15, before he passed away.
You can't go to the moon, sir.
Well, okay. You can.
Okay.
You can, and we have.
Yeah. I also encourage people out there, listeners, to go to 200 proofs.
I'm not going to let you give out websites. I'm going to lead people falsely here, Thomas, but I do disagree with you here in this regard. You can go to the moon. Man has gone to the moon. He has been there and back, and certainly I've seen the photos firsthand that have come from there. We've got many believers in Christ who have been there on the moon, and I'm not going to sit here, Tom, and call them a liar. Thank you. Merle in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, top of the hour news just said that the Homeland Security put out a statement to be prepared for another incident surrounding the January 6th thing at the Capitol. But I would say be prepared for a false flag that's going to further demonize God-fearing, American-loving patriots. And I just, I don't know, we're in a strange time. But thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Merle. Joe and Racine, you're on the air.
Hello. I was wondering why I'd like to encourage more Christians to get into our government and to do why did God put us here? When you see bad things happen on TV and on the news and that, he put us here so that we can do something. We've got to stand up or we're going to lose this thing.
Thank you,
Joe. It's
going
to be done.
Thank you, Joe. And we see where God did use believers in government. I think of even in the book of Genesis, we see Joseph, whom his brothers intended evil for him, but God saw it for good, and he was in a government position and saw how he used that for honoring God. We see Daniel also had that same situation. Nehemiah was a king's cupbearer, and how God used him in a powerful way as well. Thank you, Joe.
God bless.
Bye-bye now. Mike in Marshfield, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to echo what the previous call from Two Harbors said about the gathering on January 6th, that over 99% of the people there were nonviolent, and they were just peaceful and patriotic. It was under 1% that caused the problems. I just want to also just say that no matter God will bring good or bad out of any situation, we need to trust him for that. And I don't accept Joe Biden as my president, but I'd like to encourage everybody, you do what the Bible says and pray for him and people like him and to obey God in that regard. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you, Mike. And indeed, we do need to pray for those in authority. And Scripture does not differentiate whether there's a R or D behind their name, does it? John in Berrigan, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello, James. I just wanted to say I never thought we would live in a banana republic, but that is what we're approaching. I guess I have faith that we'll get out of it somehow, and our faith is tested every day. The other thing is, sadly, people are very, very dumbed down and stupid. I'm approaching 70, and I just look at what's coming up, and I'm very, very scared. And the other thing is people always blame, I hear a lot of it on the calls, the church, look in the mirror, look at yourself, and I don't mean you. I mean myself.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. We do need to do self, examination, and that is so critically important for us. And so that's a very good point.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to another John. This one from Oconomowoc. You're on the air, John.
Hi. I just wanted to respond to a lady's question in regards to how can they help children or high schoolers and grade schoolers. And I'd just like to share that right now I'm working with some high schoolers in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And what we're doing is we're working with a program called Compass. It's an outgrowth of a program called Crown Ministries some years ago, started by Larry Burkett and Howard Dayton. And anyway, I work with them and I teach them, and God has given me entry into meeting other people there and so on. But several weeks ago on your program, Jim, there was a fellow named Rick Green who taught about the Constitution and learning about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and so on. And I've listened to several of his programs now, and I've started to get involved in that as well. And it to me it's something that's so essential, because right now they're in Washington, they're talking about an impeachment and so on. But just the other day, Rick Green was talking about, you know, if you read articles such and such, and I don't remember what it was, that, you know, that it doesn't apply to President Trump because he's not in office anymore, and therefore they don't know what the Constitution says.
Right,
and
right.
It's just so educational, and it's so bothering to me that, you know, even our elected officials at that high level, some of them don't know what they're talking about or what they're doing.
And right.
It's something that we could help high schoolers and adults learn about what this country is all about, something that I have to be honest, I don't know myself at times.
Thank you, John.
Very little of it.
Thank you, John.
So anyway, that's my thoughts.
Appreciate your call here today. And indeed, friends, we've had many, even yesterday, obtained from Crosstalk this Documents of Freedom with the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, all the amendments, the Bill of Rights. This is a document here for our nation. We judge our laws by the Constitution. Is it constitutional or not? How do we know if we don't even have a copy of the Constitution to look at it? And there's been a lot of talk about different articles, especially this election, more than any other. And again, those Documents of Freedom, we have them available on our website, vcyamerica.org. By that matter, you can just call up on an internet search, the Constitution. You have it right there. It doesn't cost you anything for that. But if you'd like it in the handy little booklet, contact our switchboard here. They'll tell you how you can obtain a copy of that for a $5 donation here to support the program. But it's becoming constitutionally literate is so important for our nation. Marcy is calling next in Duluth, Minnesota. Marcy, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. For those people that depend on the Republican Party, try looking at the Constitution Party. The Republican Party left you years ago, and you just have not been made aware of it. And I also want to say that our schools have indoctrinated our children to the point they aren't even teaching the Constitution. So how would people know? Mm. This is years and years ago that this happened. And one other thing, as a supporter of companies that care, I encourage everyone all over the United States that owns a business, get on the companies that care for the support of VCY America, the only true radio voice that we can listen to. Thanks, Jim.
God bless you, Marcy. Thank you for the call. You know, this matter of civics is so often neglected in the classroom curricula today, where students don't have the basic understanding of how a bill becomes a law. How does laws come into place? What is the process? And just the aspect of understanding how government works, the three branches of government that we have, and what is the role of each one of those. And this is something where even having this little pocket-sized constitution helps give you that instruction, because it lays out the roles that are there for these three branches of government. Well, we're going to come back to more of your soapbox speeches here today, a very interesting cross-section of topics, and back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Monday, January 25th, 2021, kicked off the Great Global Reset Conference of the World Economic Forum. And true to form, they're calling for global governance, digital economy, social credit scores, banks and investment firms to align their portfolios against a free market system and for climate change and radical environmentalism. Well, we also heard at this conference from the UN Secretary General. He used to be the president of the Socialist International Party, so you know what you're going to get there. And the president of the World Economic Forum, well, he used to be in charge of the Sustainable Development Goals for the United Nations, which is, among many things, just international socialism. So, my friends, they needed to move out a president that was opposed to globalism as they bring down America to bring down the other Western worlds for the Great Reset.
Soapbox speeches are a topic today for Crosstalk, and yeah, quite a broad section of topics and issues, but giving you a chance to weigh in on those. Let's go right back to the phone lines in Phoenix, Arizona. David, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you, sir. Good afternoon, Jim. Thank you. I wish to humbly offer this opportunity that will bear fruit unto eternal life for those who listen, and I just encourage people to look at the scriptures, especially the gospel according to John, the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John, especially chapter 6. For those who are protesting, if that's the right word, maybe prodigal. I don't know how to explain. I can't judge people. I can just point to the scriptures, and especially those who say so strongly about the word of God. Remember, the word was made flesh. That is the person of Jesus Christ, the incarnation, God in the flesh. And Jesus, as you can read in there, says, he doesn't say, this bread is a symbol of my body. It just represents my body. No. And it also says that all four accounts of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, at the Last Supper, he says, this is my body. And Jesus is not a liar. I just encourage you to check out the scripture and believe what the word says. Jesus is the bread of life.
He is. Thank you so much. And he that taketh of him shall never hunger. He that drinks of him shall never thirst. And the Gospel of John is a great gospel to be reading, as we find the very purpose of the Gospel of John. We see in John chapter 20, verse 31, it says, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Thank you, David. Emery is calling just down the road there in Tucson, Arizona. You're on the air.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Just wanted to let you and your listeners know, if you had not heard, there's a brand new movie out. I just stumbled across it a couple of days ago. I think the company is Ingenuity Films, and it's called Before the Wrath. And it's a phenomenal project with a lot of historical research on a traditional Galilean wedding. And it dovetails Jesus' prophetic words in Matthew and his Last Supper with an official Galilean wedding ceremony. It's absolutely beautifully done. It's very inspiring, and it is available on Amazon. I just bought a copy of the DVD for $10, and I'm telling all my friends about it. Absolutely well done. Very, very encouraging.
Thank you, Emery. Bill is next in Shawano, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Oh, Jim, thank you for all that you do down in VCY. I watched it. If anybody watched that Packer game on Sunday against the Bank of Buccaneers, that when the national anthem was played, the Packers did not come out and stand for the national anthem. That was a slap in the face for us patrons and our veterans. Also, let her know that Packers still are donating to Planned Parenthood. That God hates. So, God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Bill. Chester in Salem, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I was listening to the program driving home from work. Heard all the comments and enjoyed a lot of them, other than the one where the world was flat. But I was listening to the lady talk about the church, and a scripture come to my mind where he said the nation that forgot God would be turned into hell. And we sit back. People didn't go to church. They had better things to do. And then when the doors started closing on the churches, then they started complaining. But it's like all this homosexual stuff that everybody is complaining about now. The church has gotten so relaxed and so much like the world that they're actually ordaining homosexuals in the church now. And that's why we can't reach the lost. The church is turning out too much like the world. And we need to get back on the right path and stand firm. on the Word of God, regardless to who it upsets.
Come out from among them and be separate, Scripture says.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Chester. We're
in a society today to where people are too afraid to say anything because they're worried about offending somebody.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Al in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Thank you, Al, for your call. Go ahead.
Hey, Brother Jim, thanks for taking my call today. I appreciate it. When you point at somebody, there's always three fingers pointing back at yourself. So I guess looking in the mirror is the right thing, you know, it just, God is in control. We know that. We got to trust him. That's the biggest thing. The country's turned our backs on him, and, you know, we just got to get back, got to make us godly again, man. It's just awful. But listen, you got to keep looking up. He could come at any time.
Amen.
You just got to be ready.
Thank you, Al. Noel in Franklin, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about that. This country is in the way it's in because of, look at, like, all this blood that's been shed through abortion, and God isn't going to bless this country if now the Christians repent and stop this murder. And I just want to tell people, too, that Biden isn't the real president. There's lots of voter fraud, and it's all a lie. And like it says in God's word, lies won't stand. So his government won't be standing long, his illegal government thing.
Thank you for your thoughts. Mike in Maquanago, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jim. After listening to Matt Staver yesterday, I thought I heard him say something about that former President Trump did not have a lawyer. And my question is...
Well, he was not allowed any legal representation in the House. There was nobody there to represent Donald Trump in the House. So the trial now is going to happen over the Senate, but that's the comment that he was making. There was no due process afforded President Trump in the House of Representatives.
Oh, I was wondering, doesn't he have the chance just to pick any lawyer he wants?
He's not without legal counsel. I mean, but there was not an opportunity that the House provided for defense for to speak on his behalf. So that's why he said it was a kangaroo court.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Kevin in Spring Valley, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the show. Just wanted to remind everybody that our election was first possibly stolen by other countries and the deep state and what have you. But then it moved on to be stolen by Congress and by judges and by politicians. And not only was it stolen from Trump, but ultimately it was stolen from the American people. But that is not where our hope lies. I've had many points of discouragement since the election with a glimmer of hope, and then it falls through. And it finally became a good reminder to me that our hope does not lie in the White House or in politics or in our country even, but rather in Jesus Christ.
Amen. And I'm going to have to leave it there, Kevin, because my closing music is playing and I'm out of time. But that's a great thought to leave us with here today, because our hope is in the Lord. Thank you for your call. And thank you to all of you calling in on the program here today with soapbox speeches. We'll do it again sometime. Thanks for listening to Crosstalk. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.